There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
Time now for us to review once again the charts for the week of April the 13th to the 17th on your Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, which you can find by going to talkers.com. Every week it is loaded with all kinds of things. To take a page from our friend Holland Cook, Michael, it's this meaty issue. He loves to talk about his own newsletter as being the latest meaty issue. But Talkers is. It's always full of exciting things that are going on in the world of talk radio, including the weekly list of the top 10 talk topics, as decided by the folks who are the editors at Talkers Magazine, and also the list of the people who have gotten a great deal of attention conversationally. So let's go through those two lists as the tradition continues, Michael.
Yes, indeed. And at number 10, we have Major League Baseball action. At number 9, we have Tax Day and that gyrocopter capital landing in the nation's capital. I was there when it happened across the street at an event, at a talk radio event, and it was strange. And people go, what happened? What was that about? And it's supposed to show you that flying under the radar is both a figurative and a literal expression.
It's true.
At number eight, we have the Obama amnesty policy. At number 7, Aaron Hernandez guilty verdict, huge story. Number 6, the spring break rape case. At number 5, the California drought. At number 4, Obama's Cuba policy. At number 3, ISIS military action. At number 2, Iran nuclear program negotiations. And at number 1, 2016 presidential prospects. Of course, Hillary has been a gigantic topic. Marco Rubio announced his running. It's presidential race time. The big political spectator sporting event of every 4 years is now in season. At number 10 on the People chart, we have Doug Hughes, Aaron Hernandez. At number 9, Mitch McConnell at 8. Number 7 is Harry Reid. Number 6 is Carly Fiorina and Jerry Brown. John Kerry's at 5. Number 4, we have Rand Paul, Ted Cruz, Jeb Bush, Mike Huckabee. Number 3, Hillary Clinton and a man who wants to be the first husband, Bill Clinton. Marco Rubio has made it to number 2 this week, and Barack Obama, he's already got the job, and he's riding it out at number 1. There you have a snapshot of this past week's activity. I was in Washington, D.C., at Hold Their Feet to the Fire, I think the 9th annual gathering of talk show hosts who believe immigration reform deserves to be on the front pages, and it was very interesting indeed. And here I am now coming to you from Midtown Manhattan on my way back from D.C. to Massachusetts.
Tell us about the Hold Their Feet to the Fire. I've been to those a couple times. I find them interesting, very political, and I think with good reason. There are things that are changing, some dramatically, some not. What was the main theme? Was it a negative anti-Obama sentiment because of his proposals for amnesty?
Amnesty is still a major, major concern of the people who are proponents of tightening the borders and cracking down on illegal immigration. No question, amnesty bothers them. But what I found this year was much more of a civil, productive, let's find solutions to the problem tone than in years before. Less defiant, less confrontational, less hubris, less chest-pounding than I've seen at this event before. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, it does. I know, obviously, a lot of the players are my brethren in conversation radio. Bob Dane and the group at FAIR are people that I've known for a long time. There is a decided, though political, sort of agenda to this. And I wonder if both sides, if it is, as you have suggested, and I'm sure it is, a more reasonable approach to this, does that mean there are more people coming in from the other side to actually have a conversation about this? We had three examples of bipartisanship this week, and everybody sort of, wow, look at that. And then the next one, wow, another one. And then there were three votes that were decidedly bipartisan and had support from the president. So one wonders if, I mean, this is a superficial way of getting to the bottom of the issue, but one wonders, is there a new wind blowing through Washington, or is it all politically just expeditive?
I think there's slightly a new wind going through Washington, as you cited, but I think there's also a new wind going through talk radio. I found that many of the hosts are trying to find a way of dealing with the controversial issues in a more conversational and inclusive way. I think the rigors of just being in this business over the past few years has, I don't want to say worn them down or softened their teeth, but they're more open to discussion as opposed to wielding their power and holding their feet to the fire. Holding their feet to the fire this time around felt more like, let's keep them aware that they have to address these issues as opposed to aware that they have to do what we want. And that I sense, and maybe I see things from the perspective of the industry, that comes from a little less hubris, a little less arrogance, a little more humility on the part of the average talk show host in 2015, then in 2014, and 2013, and 2012, going back to the 90s when everybody was sort of, walking around with, what's the word I'm looking for, you know.
An axe to grind.
Yeah. So, does that make sense to you as a player in the business? Can you see what I'm talking about?
Yeah. No, I can hear it. It's interesting. My question will be, and we'll pause here for a moment. When we continue this point,
yes.
I want to know
the word is swagger. The word is swagger.
There was swagger. Okay.
At this event.
But I want to know whether that's because the hosts are changing their position or the hosts are getting changed. Let's talk about that in a moment. Which is happening here? Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com, along with Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, has visited and is reporting on the Hold Their Feet to the Fire. You may have heard a number of your favorite hosts doing the program from that event this week in Washington. We'll continue in a matter of moments here on your weekly Talk Radio Review.
Geico Motorcycle presents Reflections from the Road.
The day I knew I was a real biker was when I switched to Geico Motorcycle Insurance. Because real bikers, well, they know where the savings are. And you know what else makes you a real biker? A sweet tattoo. Check mine out. Just got it yesterday. It says Heal on Wheels. Wait, Heal on Wheels? Oh, man. Well, at least they got the saving money with Geico part, right?
Geico Motorcycle Insurance. See how much you could save.
When the leading antihistamine and Nasacort go nose to nose, Nasacort wins, stopping more of the chemical responses that can cause your nasal allergy symptoms. And when you stop more causes, you get 24-hour relief from sneezing, an itchy runny nose, even congestion. It's prescription-strength medicine available over-the-counter. Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388. Or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
It's the biggest flooring event of the year. Lumber Liquidators 12th Annual April Sale with 5 days of unbelievable clearance deals from 29 cents. Don't miss once-in-a-lifetime prices on solid pre-finished Bellawood domestic hardwood from an incredible 99 cents. Or Bellawood 3/4-inch exotic hardwood up to 77% off. Bamboo, laminate, and more up to 67% off. Plus, more deals added daily in your local store and 24-month special financing for beautiful, high-quality hardwood floors for less. Get to the April Sale event today. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Today, Geico's stuff found in your car takes us under your passenger seat.
Hello, darling. Remember me? That earring you lost? I thought we were close, but then it took 15 minutes to notice I was missing in this ghastly carpeting. That's 15 minutes you could have used to switch your car insurance to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars. Money you could use for new earrings. And wouldn't that be nice? For you.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Visit geico.com today.
Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, is here as we go through the stories. And one of them, number 8, has to do with the president's amnesty policy. And that comes about because a lot of focus with a lot of hosts. There were dozens of hosts in Washington at the Hold the Feet to the Fire convention. This has been going on for 10, 12 years in Washington. And it's aimed at our immigration policy. I didn't like it much when Bush was president. They like it less with Obama as president. But is there need, as we understand, to stand back a little bit and see if there are other ways to fix this? Michael says that there is there's a tempered approach to it this year. And my curiosity as to whether hosts are changing or are the hosts just being changed, like fired, new guys coming in, women, whoever.
Yeah, I think some of the hosts have changed their point of view. They're more pragmatic. I think that some of their listeners are more pragmatic, and they're responding to them. Some of the hosts have actually changed their point of view where they're not coming to the thing anymore. And I don't want to mention names, but there have been some major turnarounds. And the others are just trying to have a calmer, gentler form of talk radio because of the economic considerations. There just seems to be a move away from offending sponsors. You know that whole thing that we've talked about. The boycott seems to be working to a certain degree. And people are concerned. I mean, Rush Limbaugh lost a major station in Indianapolis this past week, and that sort of sent chills.
What's very interesting is when you look at who replaced him, I think that's maybe the more interesting side of the story, or certainly equal to the fact that he is not going to be renewed on WIBC in Indianapolis, which is owned by a wonderful radio company called Emmis, their headquarters are in Indianapolis. But his replacement is a young female, moderately conservative, Dana, Lash, I believe is how you pronounce her last name.
Her name is pronounced Lesh.
Lesh. Dana Lesh. L-O-E-S-C-H, I believe. She's going to replace him. Now, what does that say? He was also taken off at WLS in Chicago. I mean, this is major cracks in the old school of traditional political right of center talk, is it not? Because Dana is right of center.
There's concern on two levels, and I don't want to pronounce Rush Limbaugh on the way out because I have a high regard for him personally. Yeah. I have a high regard for him professionally.
Yeah.
And I think that we all owe him a debt of gratitude
absolutely
for what he's done for our
100%
industry, the people of all sides. So I am very, very careful when I talk about Rush Limbaugh out of respect for the bigger picture of what's right. So that being said, there are two things working against Limbaugh at this time that he has to deal with.
All right, now I want you to hold that thought because we have to pause for a moment. The two things that are working against Rush Limbaugh, and these are practical concerns. It may be, and in my gut, I'm thinking, even though his contract goes to 2017, I have said publicly, I don't think he'll be around a year from now. But let's just see what Michael thinks about that. We're reviewing the hot hits in talk radio on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Attention taxpayers. If you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
Michael Harrison is here as we continue our overview of not only the hot hits in talk radio for the week ending April the 17th, but also what's going on behind the scenes. Michael's been at the Hold Their Feet to the Fire event in Washington. I don't go to those things anymore because my program, The Good Day Show, Monday through Friday, has taken a decidedly different turn away from politics and away from things that gets people angry, riled up, worked up, where there are no real solutions. And I fear that there are no solutions to many of our political problems. Plus, there are so many other interesting things going on in the world. I just separate myself from the other phone, the other programs where you can find lots of politics. Having said that, Rush Limbaugh, as you pointed out, he started doing his syndicated program in August of 1988. I started doing Good Day in October of 1988, and we had some parallels in the first 3 or 4 years of our I think complementary broadcasting. I did mornings; he's doing the middle of the day. Now there appear to be some cracks in, and they've been developing over the last couple of years. From listeners, from supporters that are advertisers, that sort of thing. But let it be said and known. Michael said it, I will say it. Were it not for Rush Limbaugh, there would be no penetration of the AM band as there is today. There would be a lot of unsuccessful, out-of-business, or floundering radio stations. But having said that, the old adage, Michael, don't tell me what you did for me yesterday. What are you going to do for me today and tomorrow?
Yeah, well, what Rush Limbaugh can do for people today is that he still is a gigantic draw. He still has the biggest audience in talk radio.
By far,
He's the most famous, well-known one, so let us not pronounce him dead.
Not at all.
What's working against Rush Limbaugh are two things. One, it is a fact that radio stations that carry Rush Limbaugh have been suffering economically because the boycott against him has worked to enough of a degree where major advertisers do not want to be associated with him or the stations he's on. And unfortunately, because many of these stations are very corporate, they don't go to the effort or to the put out the energy to find new sponsors that are harder to get but are out there. Yeah. So that's my beef with them, is stand behind your man and go out and get it. But the point is that it has been bad economically for radio across the board. It's bad for anybody selling advertising in the media. 2008 still has its impact on 2015. And they're finding that they might be better off economically between the cost of running Limbaugh He doesn't come cheaply because he is a big name and a big attraction with a big background. And with the resistance that they're getting from many of the agencies, the station in Indianapolis, which is MS Broadcasting, and run by a very, very influential CEO, Jeff Smolian, who the rest of the industry looks to in many ways as a leader,
yep.
They're finding it's time to try to find ways to get revenue in other areas. The other thing that's working against Limbaugh is the thing that's working against many people in talk radio business, and that is the preoccupation by Madison Avenue with spending dollars to attract younger listeners. And the feeling is that the demographics are too old. I also argue with that, and that's a whole other issue. I think it's ageism, and I think it's also bad business. And I also think it's not understanding the way things go. Why not close schools because kids graduate? Well, there are new kids. There are new 12th graders. There are new kindergartners, and there's new 50-year-olds coming along. You know, older people like these subjects. Younger people do not. That being said, it's the age issue that's working against Limbaugh and any talk show host over 60 years old.
Ah, really? You need to surround yourself with younger people. That may be one of the ways.
You don't think that that's a concern?
What, Limbaugh's age?
Yeah, the ageism factor.
Yeah, oh, I think it's a big concern. The millennials don't seem to be interested in anybody, never mind who's over 60, over 50. And so that is absolutely taking its toll. We ought to talk about that a little bit in a moment. We're continuing as we have another half hour of conversation about this week's issues on the Talk Radio Countdown Show from Michael Harrison at Talkers Magazine.
Talk Radio Countdown.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Insider, that's sort of what you might call what we do here and what this program is about. Talk Radio Countdown Show with me, Doug Steffen, and Michael Harrison joining us every week in this hour to go through the review, if you will, the top stories, top topics, the issues that are making a lot of waves in News Talk Radio and News Talk Radio stations. And I pointed out, I think we've talked about this 4 or 5 times this year already, how the list itself, Michael, the stories that you find in your research are driving the conversation, those have become, in my estimation, decidedly less political and more toward what is going on, like that gyrocopter that landed in Washington. Certainly because we were paying our taxes this week, maybe that's part of it. The various trials, two of them in Boston, they've been very high visibility, that sort of thing. The rape cases that keep coming on, the police and all of the black and white, the black victim, white police. Is that really an issue? Well, for a lot of people it is. And these are not political necessarily. You can make them political if you want to, but they certainly have a broader interest, I think, scope than do the Harry Reid's a bum conversations. Yes?
Well, yes and no. But I think it's always been that way. I think that the idea that talk radio has been news talk radio obsessed with politics has been the mainstream media's, I call it now the other media because talk radio is mainstream too. Mm-hmm. It's been the other media that covers the buzz of talk radio. It's been their perception of talk radio. But come on, look back over the last 25 years that we've been doing this list. Have you forgotten about the Bobbitt case? Did you forget about the Simpson case? Did you forget about Magic Johnson and his HIV?
No.
Did you forget about Michael Fay and the caning in Singapore? Look at all of the scandals. How about the death of John F. Kennedy Jr.? How about the death of Princess Di? We have so many soap operas and so many celebrity gossip scandals and so many trials. How about the William Kennedy Smith rape case that dominated conversation? It all has a political component. I think the tone of News Talk Radio has softened a little bit in response to the boycott, the corporatism, the just changing of the guard. But I don't think that talk radio was more political in the past than it is in the present.
Mm-hmm. Well, again, it's perception. I guess maybe probably my own bias is skewed by what I'm doing on the air to address what I think is resistance. And certainly as the really only independent producer without any support from a church or a big company or anything, my program is very sensitively aware of what's happened in the advertising business. And it's frankly cost me and my company lots and lots and lots of money. And what, and again, I don't want to get back to the Rush Limbaugh thing because I think, the only thing I would ask or wonder out loud, and I don't know whether anybody's ever asked him this or not, I would suspect somebody has asked him, whether he regrets now having said what he did about Sandra Fluke. Not that you can take it back, because yesterday's yesterday. All we have is what's now. But, you know, in a way, a lot of people get pretty upset because he didn't seem to want to take credit for it or you know, it was something that stuck in.
Yeah, I don't think Doug, it was there directly because of what he said about Sandra Fluke. I think it was because they found whatever they could.
Yeah, okay.
When you have as many enemies as Rush Limbaugh has politically, you live by the political sword, you die by the political sword.
Yeah.
When you have as many enemies as he has, they're going to get you. And the fact of the matter is talk radio, because it has politics as one of its main subjects. Remember, talk radio is not in the political business, it's in the broadcasting business. Its goal is not to get elections, people elected. Its goal is to get large audiences and sell advertising, ratings and revenue, not ballots. And when you start talking politics, you develop enemies. They see everything through a political perspective. They want to shut you down. Limbaugh has been too influential in the political arena for his opponents to just say, oh, we're outraged by what he said about that young lady.
Yeah.
If it wasn't that, it would have been something else.
Yeah, I think they may. Yeah,
he had a target on him, and they were out to get him.
Yeah,
and it's very dangerous to be politically outspoken in commercial media today.
Yep, that's very true. There's no courage, and there really isn't. There's no courage because these people have figured out how to influence the buyers and the agencies and the people who are running their own small mom and pop businesses. Protests outside the businesses over things that the folks who are protesting don't like. Certainly that's the way America has stayed solid and strong, by people expressing themselves. That's really the nature of the news talk radio business. Express yourself.
Yeah.
And so you can't.
You know, and as far as I'm concerned, you know, I'm sort of the First Amendment sheriff in the business.
Yeah.
The spirit of the First Amendment is offended, not the letter of the law. People have the right to boycott. People have the right to harass advertisers if they want. And the press has the right to distort these issues, which it does. But the spirit of the First Amendment is definitely being abridged. And I think it's a crying shame.
Well, it is because we become soft. We become weak. People don't stand up anymore for what principles they have. It's too easy to run away and hide. It's too easy to point a finger at somebody else. It's just, it's becoming a world of Casper milk toasts. That's really sort of what it's become. And the other side of this, which I would like to pursue for a moment with you, if I may, you talk about the personal attacks. We knew a lot about Rush Limbaugh's personal life, not from what he talked about on the air, but from some of his own off-the-air mishaps that were taken. If it had been anybody else, nobody would have paid any attention to some of the things that happened to him. But because he was the big, huge public figure that he was, we learned about his addiction to certain prescription drugs. We learned about his problem with his hearing. We learned about his new young wife. We learned about problems that he had. And so when I think about that and I see some of the other things that are going on in the business, fellow that's doing a morning radio program enters alcohol rehab, according to a story at talkers.com this week. Well, you know what? I feel the guy ought to have privacy, and I'm not saying that you ought not to have reported
it. Well, you're talking about a major issue now, privacy. Where do we have privacy? Where do we draw the line? Why was Bill Clinton publicly humiliated for doing something that perhaps John F. Kennedy did a generation before?
Yeah, not perhaps, that he definitely did. Yeah.
Okay, I mean, where do we draw the line? Look at all the crap, if you'll pardon the expression, coming out about Hillary Clinton today.
Yeah, right.
She's not perfect.
Yeah.
Wow. And right down to how she looks.
I know. It's disgusting. You know? It really is.
I don't say what I'm saying as a partisan. I don't give a damn if it's Republicans or Democrats. We're at an issue. We're at a time right now where people will pull out every bit of dirty laundry they can on anybody who's a public figure, let alone a public figure that puts themselves up there as a moralist.
It really is a weakening of one of our core values, it seems to me. And so whether you would never have known that Franklin Roosevelt smoked or he had little something going on the side as well, because the news media didn't cover it. They chose whatever it is, they agreed to not cover it. So now what we know and what's real is dependent on what somebody, some strain, some guru that's supposedly a big timer in the news business thinks ought to be covered or ought not to be covered. Let's talk about that in a moment. Michael Harrison is here for a few more minutes on this week's Talk Radio Roundup, the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen.
Today, Geico's stuff found in your car takes us under your passenger seat.
Hello, darling. Remember me? That earring you lost? I thought we were close, but then it took 15 minutes to notice I was missing in this ghastly carpeting. That's 15 minutes you could have used to switch your car insurance to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars. Money you could use for new earrings. And wouldn't that be nice? For you.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Visit geico.com today.
When the leading antihistamine and Nasacort go nose-to-nose, Nasacort wins, stopping more of the chemical responses that can cause your nasal allergy symptoms. And when you stop more causes, you get 24-hour relief from sneezing, an itchy runny nose, even congestion. It's prescription-strength medicine available over-the-counter. Nasacort Allergy 24-hour. Stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Shaquille O'Neal for Icy Hot.
If you've got pain, you need the patch.
The Icy Hot Patch. Powerful, targeted, fast-acting pain relief that stays put without the mess. Icy to dull the pain, hot to relax it away. In a variety of sizes. From back, shoulders, knees, even arthritis. So you're covered whenever and wherever you hurt. Stop pain right at the source with Icy Hot Patches.
Pain's no match for the Icy Hot Patch.
For temporary topical pain relief, use only as directed.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
It's the biggest flooring event of the year. Lumber Liquidators 12th annual April sale with 5 days of unbelievable clearance deals from 29 cents. Don't miss once-in-a-lifetime prices on solid pre-finished Bellawood domestic hardwood from an incredible 99 cents. Or Bellawood 3/4-inch exotic hardwood up to 77% off. Bamboo, laminate, and more up to 67% off. Plus, more deals added daily in your local store. And 24-month special financing for beautiful, high-quality hardwood floors for less. Get to the April sale event today. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Today, Geico's stuff found in your car takes us under your passenger seat.
Hello, darling. Remember me? That earring you lost? I thought we were close, but then it took 15 minutes to notice I was missing in this ghastly carpeting. That's 15 minutes you could have used to switch your car insurance to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars. Money you could use for new earrings. And wouldn't that be nice? For you.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Visit GEICO.com today.
Michael Harrison, editor, publisher of Talkers Magazine. Find it at Talkers.com. It's online, along with the information about what's going on in the world of talk radio. You find out about a lot of hosts. They're interesting ads. Not only are the stories interesting, but you should look at some of the, I say this because I find it very amusing to look at the way some of the people who do talk radio programs present themselves. And, well, you know, somebody says, well, look at that guy. He doesn't look like he sounds. I always love that. But there is a lot of additional information other than just about your favorite hosts and stories. They just, you see, this is a trade publication. So people are trying to get attention and management of radio stations. So they profile themselves on talkers. And it's really very interesting. We're having a conversation about where talk radio is in terms of the personalities and how much people know or don't know about the people who are on the air. There's a side to this, you know, there's privacy and there's personal stuff. And personal stuff is A-okay. For example, my dog, Charlotte, died last week. And it became a mainstay of conversation on my program. And frankly, had been through the end of this past week because she was so much a part of my life and so much a part of the program. Everybody knew who she was. So that sort of thing, and it brought out the emotions not only of me, but a lot of people who listen to the program and who are on the program. And I don't mind that. Because I brought her into the discussion because she was so much a part of my life. People know all about my farming and stuff because it's a part of my personal life. Do I want them? And sometimes they know a little bit about the person that I'm with, but do I want them to know too much about them? No, because it's none of their business. But you know, what's going on in my life, people find it interesting because they like, apparently, to listen to me. And so what do you make of that?
Well, I mean, that's always been the case. I mean, it makes you a better entertainer. It makes you a better talk show host. It makes you more human, more dimensional, more interesting, more compelling. But if you were to run for president and had a chance of winning, or if you were suddenly considered to be a major influence in swaying votes, you may find that they would dig up the women in your life you don't want anybody to know about, if there was such a thing, or things that are not as touchy-feely, warm and fuzzy as mourning the loss of your dog.
Yeah.
Where there's a huge difference, Doug, between sharing your emotions over the loss of a beloved pet and having people talk about an affair you had with an intern, or sending naked pictures.
By the way, for the record, I've not had an affair with an intern. Michael wasn't talking about me. He was talking about Clinton, but I've not had an affair.
Also, I want to say for the record, because people could be tuning in and hearing this, Rush Limbaugh is alive and well, and Rush Limbaugh is still the biggest and most successful host in radio until proven otherwise.
Yep.
We're talking about erosion. We're talking about attacks on him. We're not talking about him as if he's been canceled.
No.
Because one could have gotten that impression. I just want to say that because, you know, radio is a continuum. People are tuning in and out.
Yeah.
And if they just tuned in, they may think that we're, you know, talking about him in the past tense. Not the case.
No, not at all. No, there's no announcement here that Rush Limbaugh, his fate has been sealed. He has two more years on a contract that he has with the syndicator Premier.
Right, right.
And so he'll, and it'll still, no matter what happens, he'll make the decision. Nobody else is going to make a decision for him. He'll decide.
I'll tell you something. If he made the decision tomorrow, say, okay, I've had enough of this because I don't want to hurt stations, blah, 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 I'm going to retire, I'm taking myself off the air, I think his career would open up. He'd be able to do all kinds of exciting things on the internet.
Yeah.
And make probably more money.
Yeah. Right. I mean, he could follow Howard Stern to Sirius and
absolutely
that kind of stuff and make more money than he's made in the 27 years since he started doing this program.
And you know what I think? If he were to pull out of radio tomorrow, the stations that are all bitching and moaning that he's costing them money, they won't make any more money without him. They might make less.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Even though there are a couple of good alternatives, but they aren't Rush Limbaugh.
Exactly. So I just kind of call it like I see it, Doug. I can't be honest. You know, I can't
I don't go
along with the trends.
I sort of thought here as I'm sitting here, Limbaugh could just say, I'm Rush Limbaugh, and you're not. Is there to say? No, right. There's nothing else to say about that. So.
And just the fact that we're talking about him shows you how important he is.
Yes.
We're talking about him.
Right.
He's not talking about us.
That's all exactly. He's not talking about me or you. He's talking, you know, he underscores that he's very good at doing that. I want to point out that the poll this week at DougStephan.com is, as it usually is, an overview of this week's top 10 talk topics from talkers.com. And we ask you to tell us what the most important one is to you. Normally you agree. It's not about who's right or wrong. It's just about your feelings individually about some of these issues. So another wrap. We've had a good conversation, stimulating, if you will. Michael Harrison is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, which you can find at talkers.com. I'm Doug Stephan on the weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Stephan, counting down what America's talking about.
Talk Radio Countdown.
Time now for an overview from Stephen J.J. Wiseman, lawyer, college professor, expert in scams, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. He's here to have us understand from the legal point of view some of the stories that are listed on the charts of Talkers Magazine this week for the top 10 influential talk topics of the week. So there are three or four here, Steve, including your read on the president's Cuban policy and whether or not those things, what he's planning on doing in some of these direct connections will be challenged in court, courts go to the Supreme Court, some regional courts. What do you think is going to happen here?
Yeah, I think, frankly, whatever the president does gets challenged in the courts and by Congress these days.
Right.
I do think that he
is... Although we got three examples of bipartisanship this week.
Taking them a little farther than usual, but certainly I think he is within his rights as the president in charge of foreign policy. But, as was shown by what Congress did regarding the treaty with Iran, they're certainly exerting influence. So, we'll be expecting to see some challenges.
All right. So that's number one. Next thing, this rape case, the spring break rape case and the legal impact of that for the people involved. There are way too many of these. I think I've said that every time, and almost every week we have now a discussion about some lewd, ridiculous behavior that has victimized some woman, I don't want to get into the specifics of other cases. Let's talk about this one and what liabilities there are on the part of those who perpetrated this.
Yeah, you know, this one was particularly bothersome, and it brought up memories, if you're old enough to remember, and hopefully some will, but you go way back to the murder of a woman named Kitty Genovese in New York City, where she was crying for help and repeatedly attacked while people watched from their homes or heard from their homes and didn't do anything. This is worse. This was, during the day, a gang rape of a woman who was either drunk or drugged, but she certainly, you know, wasn't in her senses. It went on for a while, and there were people all around there. As far as they have videotape evidence, which they got from a cell phone, not even investigating that particular crime. They were investigating something else and found this. So they've got some pretty good evidence, certainly witnesses against them. This is going to be a major case.
All right. Next, Aaron Hernandez, guilty as charged. They're trying to appeal or come up with a basis for an appeal. Is this a shaky verdict, or is he shoo-in for life in prison?
Mr. Hernandez has never seen light of day, and what's kind of interesting about this is throughout the trial, the defense was very, very successful in having certain pieces of evidence not come in, such as when Hernandez shot a friend of his in the eye, the fact that he's accused of two other murders. So, in fact, so many rulings went in favor of defense motions. The prosecutors actually had a hard time, but in the long run, there is nothing that is going to allow him to win an appeal, and this judge has a history of being upheld on appeal.
All right, so that's good. The amnesty policy, immigration amnesty policy, back again, number 8 on the countdown this week. What do you make of the latest developments there?
This one is actually from a different program. This wasn't so much of the recent executive order of the president. This one was the 2012 Deferred Action for Childhood Arrival Program. And what we're finding out is that about 500,000 illegal immigrants who got amnesty under that program now are getting, through that program, Social Security numbers. And there's a lot of concern about, will that open them up to being able to receive retirement benefits, disability benefits, driver's licenses, perhaps even vote. So is it a slippery slope or is it an exaggeration? At this point, we don't know, but it is just been, you know, just become known that so many people did get these Social Security numbers. We need a comprehensive immigration policy, that's for sure.
All right, quick thing about scams. The tax scams that went on, this was a tax week going about 15, 20 seconds. Are there more this year than there ever have been before?
More this year, and a tax report from the Inspector General says that the IRS is lying in how fast it gets the money back to us. Takes them close to a year.
Really? Oh, isn't that swell? All right, thanks. Stephen J.J. Wiseman, the attorney for this program, helping us understand some of the issues that have been prominently discussed on News Talk radio programs around the country. 59 past the hour now. The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stephan Multimedia, written by Ken Kessler, produced by Bob K. Sound.
So you've been listening to pharmacist Ben and Dr. Wallet for a long time now, and you're wondering if Youngevity really works. Hi, my name is Adam. I'm an employee at GCN, and I've been using Youngevity products for over 2 years now. Call me today to hear my story at 612-695-5982. You too can lose weight, experience increased energy, and feel better about yourself and the future of your family. Call today, 612-695-5982. That's 612-695-5982.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.